When actioned holistically, the principles and tactics outlined in this framework are meant to foster consistency across engagement opportunities led by different staff teams in different areas. Consistent approaches will be key to rebuilding and maintaining trust. So reads, in part, a newly released BC Ferries report based on feedback from the public called Let's Connect, Our Engagement Framework. The document is meant to offer a consistent, inclusive and transparent approach to public engagement. BC Ferries' plan for engagement embraces six strategies, including ongoing communication and relationship building, project-specific planning, accessible engagement, both in person and online, decision-making and closing the loop, a reference to following up after each engagement and reiterating what was heard, what was decided and why. In place of having separate ferry advisory committees for areas such as the Sunshine Coast, communities and terminals have been broken up into the South Coast and Mid-Coast regions. That means future engagement for the Sunshine Coast will also include Bowen Island, Comox, Gabriola Island, Horseshoe Bay, Nanaimo, Gambier Island, Keats Island, Earls Cove and Saltery Bay. The strategy includes dedicated pages for each region on BC Ferries website as a home base for updates and annual briefings with local and regional governments, Islands Trust, MLAs and First Nations. It also lays out a plan for project-specific engagement tailored to the potential impact on communities. Chair of FAC Chairs Committee reacts. Diana Mumford, chair of all the BC Ferries Advisory Committee, FAC, chairs, who also headed up the Southern Sunshine Coast Ferry Advisory Committee, says the framework is meant to replace the work of the FACs. Last November, the FAC chairs were surprised to learn via conference call that the committees are being shut down at the end of April. At the time, BC Ferries said in a statement it would be working to design a new engagement model that better addresses the evolving needs of growing coastal communities, reflecting the importance of more effectively incorporating digital engagement. Mumford describes the survey results the framework is based on as skewed. She says BC Ferries informed the FACs their surveys were carried out on 60 sailings and at 24 terminals, which culminated in them speaking to 850 people. "That's it. That's all they did," said Mumford. "And you know, the pop-up that they had on the Sunshine Coast was 2 days after our big snowstorm in January. There were almost as many people responding to the survey in the Coast Reporter about bringing back the FACs as what they had all the way up and down the coast." A March survey in Coast Reporter asked the question, should BC Ferries reinstate the ferry advisory committees? In total, there were 463 responses with 81.6% in favor of keeping the FACs. And they only spoke to 850? You know, they had over 10,000 responses when they were going to be taking out that buffet on that ferry, said Mumford. And I think the most telling part of it is, and we saw it in statements they made before, but it talks about engagement and how that happens when BC Ferries invites input to help shape decisions. So don't come to us. We will come to you when we want to. That's how they are defining engagement. BC Ferries engagement summary also details several modes of engagement, including on-vessel events, paper and virtual surveys, newsletters, ads, emails, polls, online forums, social media, and meetings with local leaders and FACs. Other framework details. The framework includes one section titled, Priorities from the Community, which includes feedback from the public and the response from BC Ferries. One feedback example reads, "Be clear about what engagement can influence, and close the loop. People want to know what's already decided and what their input can shape." In response, the report states, "The framework includes a standard communication approach that outlines the purpose of engagement, what decisions have been made, what's being considered, and how input will be used." Another section outlines the framework's guiding principles, which include clarity, consistency, inclusivity and accessibility responsiveness. And yet another details BC Ferries' approach to communication, engagement and customer service. The customer service category is described as being about responding. It handles day-to-day concerns like service disruptions, fare issues, terminal needs, accessibility challenges, or delays. There are dedicated teams to help customers navigate these issues and ensure feedback is recorded and followed up. Making the news. BC Ferries made the news several times in the past 2 weeks with stories about service disruptions, including an incident April 21, the Monday of the Easter long weekend, during which the 10:50 a.m. sailing of the Queen of Coquitlam was stranded outside of Horseshoe Bay for several hours due to an issue with its pitch control, before it was escorted by tugboat into dock. Mumford noted BC Ferries has introduced a policy, which means they no longer notify customers or post delays or service disruptions online unless they're running more than 60 minutes late. As the result of the newly released framework, this week Mumford wrote a letter to Randine Neal, MLA for Powell River Sunshine Coast, which states, "FACT chairs and members have long believed their purpose was to provide knowledge and passion for their communities and to share challenges they faced with BC Ferries in seeking improvements and/or compromise for ferry service." She added, during a virtual meeting with BC Ferries, April 26, FACT chairs made it clear they're not supportive of the new focus and believe, "The voice of community knowledge and experience will be greatly diminished to a very superficial exercise of putting sticky notes on BC Ferries display boards and having it called engagement. Any current shortcomings in ferry service for communities will gain no audience with BCF." Mumford said it's ironic the last days of the FACTs take place during National Volunteer Week, which this year is aptly titled, "Volunteers Making Waves." "At this point, several chairs are not willing to go quietly into the night," Mumford wrote in the letter. "Our commitment to our communities is too strong. With the end of the restrictions for silence placed on FACTs by BC Ferries about what we could say and do, we will be able to advocate publicly in the most factual and focused terms for our communities."